like whatever you can imagine in your head, you can actually get it to come out on a canvas. So before you, as you keep your eyes closed, I want you to imagine that you're staring at this big, beautiful canvas. Okay, it's big. And you can fit a lot of things on this canvas. And now I'm handing you, I think it's called a palette wheel. And on this palette wheel, you've got all kinds of colors. You know exactly how to blend different paints and these colors of paints together to get any shade that you want when certain colors are mixed. You've got different brushes that are attached to that palette, and you're about ready to pull off a particular brush. And in your mind, you can see an image. And this image is very elaborate. It's very beautiful, it's very specific, and it tells a story. And the story isn't about your past. The story is about your future. Because you don't want to live in the past. You want to live in the future. So what I'm asking you to do now in your mind, with your eyes closed, is I want you to start to paint something on this canvas. Here's the thing. Whatever you paint, it will come true. If you don't paint it, it's forever gone. It'll never happen. You get one shot to paint the perfect picture. So while your eyes are still closed, I want you to imagine that every creative juice inside of you is beginning to flow. And your brush is going all over creation, all over this canvas, because you're painting with confidence. You're painting because you know that this image is going to come to pass. And all you have to do to make it true is start to move your brush. It doesn't matter whether anybody else, when they look at the portrait, can tell what it is that you painted. The only thing that matters is that you can tell what you painted. Because if you can see it in your mind, then it already exists before you get there. If you're not able to see it in your mind, it doesn't exist. And so everything that you do is constantly a facade. It's a mirage. You never arrive. You never get there. And I see some of you are having fun right now. Your arms are actually moving because you're actually painting this picture. That's very creative of you. I love that. It's fun to see that. Okay, so you can see this canvas. With your eyes still closed, who are you with? What are you doing? Where are you going? What do you have? How big is it? How beautiful is it? How peaceful is it? How joyful is it? How fulfilling is it? What are you giving away? What are you doing? What are you building? What are you creating in this life of yours that's on this canvas? And there's two types of people right now that are painting and imagining. One type of person is saying, you know what? I got to hold myself back because I can only paint something that's realistic. And the second type of person is saying, those weren't the instructions. I can paint anything I choose because no one will tell me that I'm crazy, silly, stupid, foolish, ridiculous, absurd. None of those are possible outcomes. The only outcome is that you can see it. And if you can see it, then you believe it. And guess what you just did? You can all open your eyes right now. You just programmed yourself. You brainwashed yourself. What you did is you just brainwashed yourself. You see, you've heard people tell you before, that's crazy. This is all hogwash. It's just brainwashing. It's just brainwashing. These people have brainwashed you. They've programmed you. Yes, they have. We program people. That's what we do at Youngevity. We program people. We brainwash them. We get inside their minds and we wipe everything that you don't like about yourself or your thought process clean so that you can reprogram it with something else. How beautiful is that, that you could actually clean out your mind of all the dirty junk, all the negative opinions, the thoughts, the people that, you know, put their future thoughts in your mind? How beautiful is it that you could get rid of all that baggage and start over, wipe the slate clean, and step across the line? Isn't that beautiful that you can do that? Give yourselves a hand. That's mindset. Okay, so in order for you to start living out your mindset, here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. If you're taking notes right now, I want you to think about your priorities. Okay, this isn't about me right now. This is about you. I want you to think about your priorities. I'm going to share my priorities with you in just a second. I want you to think right now, what's the number one most important thing to you that is above and beyond everything else? Write it down. One thing. Don't go nuts yet.